And this month, it's Pavarotti. Named after the famously portly opera singer, this gene was first identified in Drosophila fruit flies in 1998. Fly embryos with a fault in their Pavarotti gene have abnormally large cells in the nervous system because the cells fail to divide properly and just keep on growing. Eventually, the embryos die because they can't form a proper nervous system. Further research has revealed that Pavarotti encodes a type of protein that acts as a tiny molecular motor known as a kinesin. These motors crawl along the biological scaffolding inside cells and help to change a cell's shape and structure, vital steps in the process of cell division, as a cell contracts in the middle and splits in two. In mammals, Pavarotti is known by the less dramatic name mitotic kinesin-like protein 1, or MKLP1. But rather than being responsible for knocking out a passable version of Nesandorma, it is also involved in building healthy nerve cells. That's all for now. I'll be back next month with a trip to the womb, looking at the genetics of development. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or just tweet at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next time for another peek inside your genes.